Give us your heart for the lost, Jesus.
Giving you my life, I'm following you, Lord. I'm never back. I surrender all. I'm living for your glory on the earth.
I'm giving you my life.
I'm giving you my life. I'm following you, Lord. I'm never looking back. I surrender all. I'm living for your glory on the earth. For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Light a flame in my soul for every eye to see. For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. This passion in my heart, this stirring in my soul, to see the nations bow for all the world to know. I'm living for your glory on the earth. For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Light a flame in my soul for every eye to see. For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me.
This passion.
This passion in my heart, this stirring in my soul, to see the nations bow for all the world to know. I'm living for your glory on the earth. For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Light a flame in my soul for every eye to see.
Heart to believe, for every voice to cry out. we thank you that you burn like a fire in us, your word, which is life in this world, that here on earth we agree with heaven. Your word is truth, all truth, and it is eternal. And we declare today that at VCF, we want to help Jesus fulfill his word, to seek and to save that which was lost. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent him draws him. And I will raise him up on the last day, Jesus said. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone has listened to and learned from the Father comes to me. In Acts 17:27-28, he did this so they might seek God, and perhaps they might reach out and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in Christ we live, we move, and we exist, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. John 16:7-11. Nevertheless, I am telling you the truth. It is for your benefit that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Counselor will not come to you. If I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world about sin, righteousness, and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. And about judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. This is why we constantly thank God, because when you received the message about God that you heard from us, you welcomed it not as a human message, but as it truly is, the message of God, which also works effectively in you believers. 2 Corinthians 4, 3-6. If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this age has blinded their mind of the unbelievers, so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we are not proclaiming ourselves, but we are proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves because of Jesus. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of God's glory in the face of Christ. Luke 10:2. Jesus told them, "The harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field." 1 Timothy 2, 1-6. First of all, then, I urge that petition, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and humanity, Christ Jesus himself, who gave himself a ransom for all, a testimony at the proper time. And as we pray according to these scriptures, I want you to name specific people that you know who need this word of God to come into fruition into their lives. And speak that out as we're praying corporately together. Speak the names of the people and call this word to light and to life in their lives, and also for yourselves. So, Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you that you did not leave us here alone, but you sent us the Comforter and the Counselor, Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, we thank you for bringing this word of God to us, to life and to light, bringing liberty to all. And we pray, Father, for those in authority in our families. We pray for the people in our government in authority. We pray for those in authority in the media. Father, we pray for those in authority in the education system. We lift up the names of those in authority and businesses. We lift up those in authority in God's kingdom and those in authority in the arts and entertainment. All those in authority, Father, we pray that they would have wisdom from God on high and that God would turn their hearts to Him. We pray that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. And we pray that people of all walks of life be saved and come to know the truth about Jesus Christ. Jesus, we declare you are Lord, you are King, you are Redeemer, you are Savior, you are Healer, you are our Defender and our Deliverer. You are the righteous Son of God. You are our Prince of Peace. You are the Mighty One of God who has defeated death, hell, and the grave. We lift you up, name above all names, seated high in the heavenly places. And we praise you and thank you for your blood which you shed for us that is living and that you are ever interceding for us in the heavens. And we thank you, Father, that you have sent laborers into the harvest field. And we thank you for the harvest. We say that the harvest is ready. And we are saying, Lord, send us as laborers into your harvest field. We ask that you bring laborers into our regional field to work in the harvest field. And we also thank you for your angels that work alongside of your people to bring in the harvest. And so we thank you for angelic help. We pray that God will open the eyes of our minds, that we would not be blinded, but that we would see the light of God, that we would have revelation knowledge, that we would have discernment, understanding, counsel, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. We thank you, Father, that when people come to Victory Christian Fellowship, they receive God's message as a direct word from God Himself. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would convict those who are not saved. We name them right now, Father, those that we know in our lives that have yet to receive salvation. We name them out now. Holy Spirit, convict these who are not saved. Convict them of sin. Convict them of righteousness. And convict them of judgment. We thank you that you alone touch and change their hearts. And so we see today the old is passed away and all things become new. Father, we pray that people in this region might seek God and find you because you are not far from each one of us. May people recognize that you, God, are the source of life. You are the source of purpose. You are the source of our existence. God, you are our creator. You are the one who formed us with your hands. We are the handiwork of you. We are your tapestry. We are part of the body of Christ. You put our hearts together that we might work as one. And you organize and orchestrate a most beautiful symphony. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us life and life more abundantly. Father, draw those who do not know you to Victory Christian Fellowship to hear your word. We thank you that your word brings life and health to all of our flesh. We thank you, Jesus, that you did not come to seek your own, but you came to seek and to save those which are lost. Help us, Father God, to develop a greater passion and compassion for people, to love them as you love us, and to give them the light and life of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now we will go into some more worship before we head into some more prayer.
Poverty loses its grip. Grace can no longer divide. Wherever your spirit is, every darkness dies. Freedom is here with us. burdens will fall like chains. Beauty will rise from the dust. All that's lost will be regained.
You redeem.
You restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim. You release. You rebuild with the word that you breathe. You redeem. Mercy will pour down like rain. Justice will come for the weak. Lies that were meant to defame will be crushed by the truth that you speak. You redeem, you redeem. You restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim, you release. You rebuild with the word that you breathe. You redeem, you redeem. You restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim, you release, you rebuild with the words that you breathe, you redeem. Miracles will happen, healing will come, the plans of our enemy ruined, undone. Miracles will happen, healing will come, here in your presence, lost in your love. Miracles will happen, healing will come, the plans of our enemies ruined, undone. Miracles will happen, healing will come, wrecked by your presence, I'm lost in your love. You redeem, you redeem, you restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim, you release, you rebuild with the words that you breathe.
Redeem,
you redeem, you restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim, you release, you rebuild with the words that you breathe. You redeem.
Poverty loses its grip.
Poverty loses its grip. Race can no longer divide. Wherever your spirit is, every darkness dies. Freedom is here with us. Burdens will fall like chains. Beauty will rise from the dust. All that's lost will be regained.
You redeem, you redeem.
You restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim, you release. You rebuild with the words that you breathe. You redeem.
Mercy.
Mercy will pour down like rain. Justice will come for the weak. Lies that were meant to defame will be crushed by the truth that you speak. You redeem. You redeem. You restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim, you release, you rebuild with the words that you breathe. You redeem.
Let's sing miracles over the people in our life who need a miracle.
Miracles will happen, healing will come, the plans of our enemy ruined, undone. Miracles will happen, healing will come, here in your presence, lost in your love. Miracles will happen, healing will come, the plans of our enemy ruined, undone. Miracles will happen, healing will come, wrecked by your presence, I'm lost in your love. You redeem, you redeem, you restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim, you release, rebuild with the words that you breathe. You redeem, you redeem. Let your revival awaken in me. You reclaim, you release. You rebuild what's been broken in me. You redeem.
We love you, Jesus. grateful to you. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
In my life, and I release it now in Jesus' name. We release the power by our faith, believing in our heart, and confessing with our mouth. So say with your mouth now, tonight with me, power of Jesus' name, be released, and speak it for specifically where you need it, in your life, in your body, in your community, in your family. Release the power of the name of Jesus by speaking forth. Jesus, the power of your name I release now by faith into my body. be healed by the power of Jesus' name. By faith, I release, by the confession of my mouth, the name of Jesus into my family, into my finances, into the kingdom of God at work here on earth. I release, speak the name of Jesus and his power now. You release the power. The power of Jesus is already here. It's waiting. You let the floodgate and the flood of the power of Jesus is now released. When you believe it in your heart and you confess it with your mouth, it happens instantly. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the name above all names. You have all authority and all power, and you are delighted to give it to your children with abundance, overflowing, pressed down, immeasurable, more than you can imagine and more than you can think. We thank you, Father God, that you are a more than enough God, too big, so great, we cannot even think how great you are. But we rejoice in you this day. We say thank you, God, that you are bigger than our imagination. You are stronger than our weakness. We thank you, Father God, that you are here with us, and we bless the name of Jesus. We are going to move into praying for the body of Christ. And we thank you, Father, that you not only created us, you also adopted us as your very own children. And then you put us in a family, and you are Abba Father to us. Oh, we are so grateful. And so we say, Isaiah 6, 4-7, the foundations of the doorway shook at the sound of their voices, and the temple was filled with smoke. Then I said, woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips and live among a people of unclean lips. And because my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, and in his hand was a glowing coal that he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, now this has touched your lips. Your wickedness is removed and your sin is atoned for. Romans 13:11-14. Besides this, knowing the time is already the hour for you to wake up from sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, and the daylight is near. So let us discard the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk with decency as in the daylight, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual impurity and promiscuity, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no plans to satisfy fleshly desires. Psalm 133:1, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. It is like fine oil on the head, running down on the beard, running down Aaron's beard unto his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon falling on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord has appointed the blessing, life forevermore. Colossians 1:9-14. For this reason also, since the day we heard it, we have not stopped praying for you. We are asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father according to his glorious might. Giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the saints' inheritance in the light. He has rescued us from the domain of darkness, hallelujah, and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. We have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins in Christ. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, know this, difficult times will come in the last days, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, without love for what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, holding to the form of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid these people. And so, Father, these words of yours, which are all true, which is full of your life and your power, we speak these words forth, believing their truth to be fulfilled in our lives. And we pray that people will love God and will be eager to receive all that he offers his children. We pray that we would embrace your word and your power, that our faith would be in your power, God. We pray that God's people are strong in the Lord, in his word, and in his power, the Holy Spirit. We pray that God's people would not simply become religious, but that we would maintain a vibrant relationship with Christ. May all we do reflect the glory of the Lord and honor him in all things. We pray that we as your people will know what your will is for us and for our families. I pray that we will start doing what God wants us to do more and more, that we would seek you first, and that we would do the will of God from our heart. We pray that we can understand how to walk worthy of you, God, that we will be pleasing and fruitful unto every good work, and that we will have strength to finish strong. We pray that the true body of Christ will work together in harmony, promoting unity with Christ, and that the body of Christ will receive an anointing of fresh oil that promotes unity in the Spirit and in the bond of Christ and the bond of peace. And I declare that over this body, Victory Christian Fellowship, tonight the Lord has a fresh anointing oil to promote unity here at VCF and the bond of peace. So I speak peace be with you, God's peace. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Receive the peace of God, and may you find his blessing appointed to you as you are here, part of this body of VCF. We also pray that the church would hear the voice of Jesus. Wake up, Church of God. Apathy and lukewarmness fall away from us. Fire of God, stir us up, wake us up, and make us hot. We greet you, our soon and coming King. I pray that the God's word would make the church as sharp as a two-edged sword, cutting away the works of the flesh and bringing healing. I pray that the church would put off slothfulness, rise up, being doers of the word, not just hearers only. And I pray that we will all strive for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We fix our eyes on you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we fix our eyes upon the heavens from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, God. And so we lift up our eyes and we focus our attention upon you and your word. And I pray that, God, you would touch your people with holy fire, purging us of our uncleanliness, praying, Father God, that you would answer our call for you to come and have your way in our midst, to have your way in our heart. We answer you, God, and say, here I am. Be it unto me as you have spoken. Not my will, but your will be done. I pray that we would be set ablaze with God's holy fire and with his truth. And as we go into the last song, I invite you all to press into an intimate time where you express your deepest love, your most wonderful joy of knowing God. And you may come to the front, you may stay in your seats, but in some way express yourself like you would if you were the most excited person in the whole world. So I just ask, as you come into the presence of God here in this last song, that you would just express your love to God. And in that moment, His expression of His love for you will just be reciprocal. And the back and forth ebb and flow of our love for God and His love for us. And in this place, a place for every need to be met, every desire of our hearts to be fulfilled, and every concern to be cast at His feet, that He may take it from us and that we might find rest in His perfect peace.
When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. Ooh, when you walk into the room, when you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. You walk into the room, every heart starts burning. Nothing matters more than just sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you.
We'll never stop, can't live.
invite you to come forward for prayer, for miracles, signs, and wonders. As the worship team plays again the song, You Redeem, I believe that God is here to meet you where you are, and that you will not leave this place unfulfilled or empty-handed. So I ask you to come forward, and as we sing this song, You Redeem Again, I want to be sure that you are receiving your miracles, your signs, and your wonders. As children of God, they are here for you. He is ready to meet you where you are. So I invite you to come forward and join with us as we sing this song one more time.
Poverty loses its grip. Race can no longer divide. Wherever your spirit is, every darkness dies. Freedom is here with us. Burdens will fall like chains. Beauty will rise from the dust. All that's lost be regained. You restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim, you release. You read the words that you breathe. You redeem. Mercy will pour down like rain. Justice will come for the weak. Lies that were meant to defame will be crushed by the truth that you speak. You redeem, you redeem, you restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim, you release, you rebuild with the words that you breathe. You redeem, you redeem, you restore what's stolen from me. You reclaim, you release, you rebuild with the words that you breathe. You redeem. Miracles will happen, healing will come, the plans of our enemy ruined, undone. Miracles will happen, healing will come, here in your presence, lost in your love. Miracles will happen, healing will come, the plans of our enemy ruined, undone. Miracles will happen, healing will come, wrecked by your presence, I'm lost in your love. You redeem, you redeem, you restore what's been stolen from me. You reclaim, you breathe, you redeem, you redeem. Let your revival awaken in me. You reclaim, you release, you rebuild what's awoken in me. You redeem. Miracles will happen, healing will come, the plans of our enemies ruined, done, done. Miracles will happen, healing will come, here in your presence, I'm lost in your love. Miracles will happen, healing will come, the plans of our enemy ruined, undone. Miracles will happen, healing will come, wrecked by your presence, I'm lost in your love. You redeem, you redeem, stolen from me. You reclaim, you release, you rebuild with the words that you breathe.
For what you've done tonight, we just hold on to your words, and we believe that change is taking place as we agree with your word and as we intercede, Lord. And I just pray that we will go in power and in love tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go.